You're tuned in to Alice Cooper.
I have Sean from Cage on the phone. So, working on new tracks. Tell me about it. Spill. Market set goal. What can you tell me?
What can I tell you? It was, we're working on some new tracks. Trying to get to a spot where I can hear you a little better. Working on some new tracks for another record already. We kind of are like recording them as we write them, so we don't write the entire record and then go into a massive studio session. So we're kind of doing like a little bit of a time, and it's a real nice way to work because you always got something fresh and new to listen to.
Cool. So like you're doing the home studio in a sense, right?
Yeah, it's a home studio, but we've you know, it's a pretty state-of-the-art home studio. It's at the guitarist Dave Garcia's house, and you know, we've got lots of advice from some big name producers that are kind enough to help us. And we recorded the last album in our own studio, and it just get better and better at it. And you can take your time and make sure everything's perfect without having to worry about being on the clock for like $100 an hour.
True, because that's costly.
Yeah, and it allows us to, you know, enjoy more financial success with the record that way, and that's allowed us to really get out there and, you know, play in front of some fans that have never got to see us play before. So it's a great business model, and as long as the quality is still good, it's the way to go, you know.
You got any shows coming up?
We just played Saturday night with Lizzie Borden, real big show down here in San Diego. It was a great show at a big, big club, pretty packed house, and we had there's some pictures online right now on cageheavymetal.com. We had a massive stage set up, and it looked like a little Iron Maiden concert. It was really cool. So
cool.
That was a show. We're just big fans of Lizzie Borden, so we kind of broke away from our writing hiatus just to play that one show, and now we don't have anything until the end of April when we go out to you know, Tennessee and Atlanta to play some local festivals out there.
Did you hug them all from me?
I was afraid to hug the guitar player. He was so skinny. I thought I might break him. Man, wow!
Really, eh?
That guy needs to work in a steak sandwich somewhere on the way.
Well, but, you know how it is.
Cool to meet Lizzie, because I'd never met him before, and he was a big influence of mine. So we talked a lot, and super nice guy. It was a great band, and you know, it was a great night for metal.
Cool. I guess you can't tell us anything else, because that's like road stories. They kind of stay on the road, right?
Well, we have these the pictures online. We have these they were these rubber like life-size demons, pitchforks, and they liked our stage props so much they said go ahead and leave them up, and so we left our stage props up for the Lizzie Borden set because they were into it. So that was kind of cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like big news, dude.
Well, it's not that big of news, but it was cool.
Were
and they
you
let
kidding
us use
me?
their scrim holders, so our, you know, stage looked really nice thanks to them. So it's good to work together and all for the cause of metal, and they even had some fans that had flown in from like New York and Tennessee that were following them around the coast, and it's got a loyal group of fans. It was a great show.
That's really cool. Seriously, I mean, it was Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, we played with Lizzie Borden before, you know, back in the day, and I was friends with their old guitar player, and he's not in the band anymore, so they've got a great lineup, and it was a great show.
Well, it could just be too, you know, I mean, musicians, we starve. Right?
What's that?
Musicians, we starve.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
A guitar player can just be skinny because, well, he spent all his money on beer.
Yeah, you know, we all have our problems, but I'm sure he's a great guitar player, though.
Yeah, but see, technically, though, the barley sandwich, he should have been a little chunkier. He can't afford the beer, even. They're starving him.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that.
Oh. Well, so when do you figure? Do you have, like, a release date even close to planned out, or?
We're just trying to decide. I don't know. It might come out this year, or we might hold it till early 2011. We definitely have a DVD coming out sometime this year, which is getting finished right now. And then on February 26th, on Pure Steel Records, our first vinyl release is coming out, which is Science of Annihilation, which is a double LP. That'll be available for sale on our website, but also for Pure Steel Records in Europe. And we're really excited to have that happen. I can't wait to hold the first vinyl Cage album in my hands and look at it. And
yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Just the plastic.
That's going to be pretty cool. That's
yeah, I mean,
news.
it's a big trend, you know, doing vinyl, and there's a lot of collectors out there. It's a limited edition pressing, and also our Dark and the Black and Hell Destroyer are going to come out on LP as well, so that's going to be great. I can't wait to frame them and put them up on my wall or something.
That's going to be great.
Wow. I'm going to have to buy a turntable now.
Yeah. See, I don't even have one of those.
No, not many people do, but I might have to get one just to see how it sounds on the on vinyl.
I got a lot of records. But
yeah,
I still. I don't know if we got a player no more. It's been that long since I, well, used anything but Sam. You know, it's like, seriously, I feel like I'm in this program 98% of my day.
Yeah. You just call.
So,
okay.
The DVD, which songs is it based around? Can you tell us, or no?
The DVD is going to be cool because it's going to have two full concerts. One that
we
did in Monterrey, Mexico, which was just absolutely huge, probably one of our biggest shows ever. And that was kind of on the Hell Destroyer tour. And then there's going to be another full concert of the one we just did at the Prague Power, which has got great audio and, you know, great video. And both of them are, you know, shot with HD cams.
Oh, sweet.
And so you're going to have a Sides of Annihilation concert, you're going to have a Hell Destroyer concert, and then there's a bunch of different one-off songs from different festivals and stuff that we played to be included, and all kinds of, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, including even the Cribs episode from my house where I'm talking to you from right now.
Oh, you're kidding. That's cool.
That should be... It's going to be just packed full. So we were ready to release it with just the one Mexico concert, but we had such a good performance at Prague Power and got such great footage and audio tracks that we decided to include that. So this DVD is going to be packed full of stuff, and also we might put out a limited run of Blu-ray versions of it as well.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's going to be wicked. See, this is all good news.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're like every day working on either, you know, new songs on the record. I'm going to be singing on some bonus tracks for some friends' projects. I just did a track for a band called Empires of Eden, which you should probably have that guy on your show. He was the guitar player from the band Dungeon out of Australia.
Oh, cool.
And it's got a bunch of all-star guys on it, you know, Mike Becerra, the guy from Grim Reaper, Zach Stevens, myself, the singer from Outworld, a bunch of other guys, and I just finished up a pretty ripping track on that thing, so that's something to look forward to. And then a few other, you know, friends' bands, I got to do them favors that want me to sing on them to help us out through the years. I'm going to sing some bonus tracks there. And like I said, we've written probably, you know, 8 or 9 songs already, probably 5 of them fully complete. And the rest of them are, you know, very close to getting put together. So we're like way ahead of schedule, which is a first far as getting the new record done. So it's kind of cool to be ahead. Normally you're like running behind and everything's panic, rush, but now we're like way ahead of the game. So it's a nice change.
Cool. We'll see. Last time I talked to you, all this stuff was just being planned. And you didn't have...
Yes.
You sounded to me like there was no... You know... It was just kind of like you were waiting. You were just waiting, hanging and waiting. Almost like you were depressed. And today... It's like...
You sure that was me? I mean...
Yeah.
I don't sound depressed a whole lot. I mean, I'm... depression is not part of my vocabulary. Come on now.
Well,
I'm living in
like
beautiful,
extreme.
Sunny San Diego by the beach. Actually, it's raining right now, but Cage is going great. So, yeah, me depressed? I don't know. That must have been somebody else.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were just... Because you were kind of hanging in a limbo at that point.
Well, we just, you know, come out of the Science of Annihilation, you know, promotion phase, and that album still is actually selling really well, and still people are discovering it, and we've got, I think, 5 Album of the Year awards for Science of Annihilation already, and Black River Falls has gotten 1 Song of the Year award, so really excited, and, you know, makes us real proud to get those kind of accolades, you know, out of all the metal albums that have been put out in the year, to receive those kind of praises is always makes you feel good. So now we're in the tough task of trying to figure out how we can top it, but so far we're off to a real good start.
Cool. Well, good luck with everything. Seriously.
Well, thanks so much. We do it for the love of metal, and you know, the fans are so cool, and people, you know, that are into this style of music just have really taken to the band, and we're just glad we now get to go out and play all these new places that we've never played before, and people get to finally, you know, see us live, and, you know, the live performance is always where, you know, we make the biggest impression, and it's so cool to just do. Heavy metal is such a fraternity of people that, you know, you can see a guy walking down the street with a Slayer shirt and you don't even know who he is. You can go up and go, "Hey, what's up, man?" And that's just the cool thing about metal. And it's so fun to perform and just be a fan along with the fans that we have and show our appreciation.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Sean. Seriously.
All right, well, thanks for having me, and much success to the show. And thank you for all your efforts, you know, for putting together your killer show. And you do a great service, you know, for the metal scene, and good job. Thank you so much.
Thanks a billion for even saying that. That's cool of you.
Well, you need to be acknowledged for all your hard work. You do a great job, and I want to thank you.
Well, thanks for thanking me. I've never... Usually people don't... I don't know. It's like they're so shocked that they were here sometimes.
Yeah, it's a big labor of love, you know, and, you know, for being in a band and for people that do the radio show. So I always make sure that whoever I'm on the air with, I always want to make sure that I thank them for, you know, helping the metal scene. And I will say, have a good night, everybody, and cageheavymetal.com. MySpace.com/CageHeavyMetal and Twitter.com/CageHeavyMetal.
Okay, cool. I'll have to get your Twitter.
All right.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Wow. Okay. Now I lost Metal Razor somehow. They were picking up off Pirate Rock. So I got to figure out where Pirate Rock went. Or I tell her. try picking up from there. Metal Knights, Don't Fear the Reaper. Thanks again, Sean. Cage.